When Spanish architect Rafael Maneo designed the newest building in Houston's Museum of Fine Arts complex, he demonstrated considerable restraint. From the outside, the $126 million Audrey Jones Beck building stands in the background and deliberately attracts little attention. The boxy building opened in the year 2000. It's named for the Houstonian who donated her collection of Impressionist art to the museum. Like the earlier buildings, the Beck is faced with Indiana limestone. The architect also used Dakota mahogany granite. The new building has 192,000 square feet, nearly half of that devoted to galleries. Visitors enter an immense atrium, and then they ascend escalators past standing classical statues to the upper floor. Here, the museum's permanent collection of European paintings is on display in a sequence of galleries with high ceilings and aligned entranceways. The architectural use of light is a major theme of the Audrey Jones Beck building. Maneo designed the rooftop skylights as rectangular lanterns with louvered glass. The louvers filter the light before it illuminates the galleries, the atrium, and the artwork below. At nightfall, the skylights glow like beacons. The artistic use of light also comes into play at the Beck Building's other extreme. A 150-foot-long tunnel that runs under Main Street connects basement-level passageways in the Beck Building and the original museum. The artist, James Terrell, outfitted the tunnel with a lighting installation that plays on the sensation of being underground. Light emanates from plexiglass screens at either end of the walkway and washes the walls. During a 20-minute cycle, the light changes from intense blue to red. The effect is deliberately disorienting. The floor is slightly recessed on either side of the walkway, and the walls appear to curve downward. Guards are stationed along the walkway to ensure that visitors don't lose their balance.